All right, 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems, more than a system, a solution. Ross, you may fire when ready.
All right, so we've all seen LeBron and the Lakers kind of struggling this year, and he kind of went on his own to do his own thing on a new team instead of, you know, he's kind of getting rid of the whole super team thing.
For now.
Yeah, for now. But we'll see if they'll be able
he's
to bring anyone
recruiting.
In. Yeah.
He's like,
tampering. Not
he's tampering like Kirby.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw, too, there Anthony Davis is showing. He does, like, that barbershop show on HBO, and Anthony Davis is on the next episode.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
But my question is that seeing Kevin Durant, you know, there's a lot of rumors saying he might be looking at going to the Knicks this next offseason. Do you think him seeing LeBron struggle with the Lakers on his own would, you know, deter him from going to New York, you know, assuming that a guy like Kyrie Irving wouldn't join him or they wouldn't get Zion Williamson in the draft? Do you think him seeing LeBron struggle in L.A. would prevent him from going to a city like New York and trying to be the only man there and be the star?
Well, I would think the idea, like, LeBron might be struggling this year in L.A., but part of the reason L.A.'s now struggling is LeBron hasn't been playing, or he missed all those games when he got hurt on Christmas, right? Is he back now?
Yeah, he's back.
He's been back, but he missed over a month, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because they went from – they beat Golden State on Christmas, and we're in, like, third or fourth place in the West, and then they just dropped.
They're in 10th now.
Yeah. For anyone
– pretty hard to get in.
For anyone who still wants to debate who the MVP of the NBA is, look at the Lakers' record before LeBron got hurt, and then look at what happened to the Lakers when he got hurt. Also, check in on the Cleveland Cavaliers this season and see what their record is.
What do you think the Bucks' record would be, though, without Giannis?
Without Giannis?
Yeah, probably pretty bad.
It'd be probably pretty bad, yeah.
I see your point, though.
They got Budenholzer, though.
Yeah.
How about he was the all-star game coach?
We fired him.
Yeah. Although, I guess he was the all-star game coach that one year he was with the Hawks, though,
yeah.
Right? So, it's not a – I guess I shouldn't make fun of the Hawks. He was the all-star game coach of them, too. But, the draft, I think, is going to reveal a lot about Durant if they're – If the Knicks are definitely in play for them, if they get Zion Williamson, then Durant's like, okay, yeah, I'll go there and play. But I think a lot of it's going to have to come down to how that ping pong ball flies out for New York.
Yeah.
And whether or not they get the number one pick. And if the next time we see Zion play, it is in a Knicks jersey.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there could be a little Patrick Ewing magic. Like there was, what was that? 30 years
85,
ago.
85, yeah. That's the stigma the NBA has. Everyone believes that they froze the envelope, and so it was thawing, and then David Stern reached in there, and he could feel the one with the dew on it, knew that was the Knicks, and yanked it out, and they got the number one pick and got Patrick Ewing. But the Knicks have been suffering now for a long, long time.
Yeah, no kidding. And they just traded away their best player.
Well, even like the – it was before LeBron ended up going to Miami. Like, the Knicks were the team everyone thought that's where LeBron was going to go and they were going to form the super team, but...
Yeah, it seemed like Stoudemire and Melo or...
Then he ended up not going there, and I don't even think Durant's going to end up going there because the problem with the Knicks is just these guys don't want to play for lousy owners. That has a lot. I mean, I know
what's his name? James Dolan?
James Dolan,
right?
Yeah. And... You know, I think the ownership of the Pelicans is a big reason why Anthony Davis wants to get out of there, because you just sit there and you realize, like, I want to win, and this organization's not really doing anything to put pieces around me that are going to help me do that. And, you know, I think with the Knicks, when you looked at them and, well, why wouldn't you want to go play in New York and be a star in New York playing basketball in Madison Square Garden? And these guys, they don't want to play for goofy owners.
No.
That guy got into – mixed it up with one of the great former Knicks ever, Charles Oakley. I mean, Oakley tried to beat him up. Like, was that last year or the year before
last? Yeah,
last
year, yeah.
Yeah. And that's all you need to know about Dolan. So, I mean, I think that ownership, I don't think it's a slam dunk that Durant's going to end up in New York. I would almost guess he'd go to L.A. with LeBron before he'd go to the Knicks.
Yeah. He said LeBron has a toxic environment around him, though, with all the media. Not that it's LeBron's fault, but just the media and everything is
right.
Toxic.
Well, we've already seen it's pretty clear the next phase of LeBron's life is Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's why he went to L.A. I mean, I was watching TV last night. I think it was CBS. I was watching Survivor, and there was a commercial for some show LeBron is producing.
Huh.
So he's already got some show on a network, on network television that he's involved in, and he was on the commercial. I don't remember what it was. Didn't look like anything that I'd care to watch, but it just hit me that, like, yeah, this is the point that he's at in his career. I don't know how much longer he plans to play, but he's basically set himself up now in Los Angeles that he's where he's going to be for his post-NBA life, which is going to have something to do with, I'm sure, producing movies,
yeah,
TV, whatever.
Yeah, and also I read a rumor, though, a couple days ago, saying that the Knicks might be up for sale eventually. So there you go. That might change things.
Well, yeah, if they get sold and there's a decent owner in there, then that might finally put the Knicks back on track.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you mentioned Zion in your first answer, so he's part of my second question, is that, you know, we all saw what happened to him last night. Hurt his knee. I guess they said Coach K said he sprained his knee.
Mild knee sprain.
Yeah, so it doesn't sound like anything serious. I assume they're doing an MRI and stuff just to check. I don't know. But it sounds like it's nothing that serious. If you were him, when he's reasonably healthy, would you come back or would you? I know a lot of people are advocating saying, oh, well, he should just shut it down and sit out the rest of the year. What would you do?
Well, Scottie Pippen's been doing that for the whole year. Wasn't he the first one that came out and said Zion shouldn't even play? And I'm sure he was watching that game last night thinking, see, I told you so. I don't know. Like, everybody's got advice and an opinion on what he should do. And here's what he should do. He should do what he wants to do.
Exactly.
Right?
I agree. Yeah.
He should do what he wants to do. And if last night, even if it's a mild injury and it's not severe, but if he went, whoa, that was scary. And now my life flashed before my eyes and my millions of dollars and my NBA career, that I don't want to play for Duke anymore now this season. For me, that's fine. And everyone could just accept it and realize that that's what's best for him, for his family, and his future. But if he also decides that, no, I came to Duke for a year, and I'd like this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament, maybe make the Final Four, and I'm going to do that, then that's great if that's what he wants to do. But it's just, it's crazy in this day and age. You get out there and, you know, everyone with these anonymous handles on Twitter, just they've got all these opinions about what this guy should be doing. And, like, no, he should just do what he wants to do.
I mean, I've seen people say Trevor Lawrence should sit out 2 more years till he can get drafted. I mean, crazy stuff.
Yeah, and if Trevor Lawrence decides that, you know what, I'm ready to play in the NFL now and I don't need to risk injury at Clemson for 2 more years, and that's what he decides to do, then if that's what he feels is best for him, then that's what he should do. But everyone deciding, like, oh, he should absolutely do that and wait it out, and maybe he's having a good time playing at Clemson. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, every time I've seen Zion on the floor at Duke, he's smiling, playing hard, seems to be having a lot of fun. It looks like, you know, everyone acts like the NCAA is this evil thing. Looks like he's having fun playing college basketball at Duke, and he's having fun with his teammates and everything and winning a lot of games. So it wouldn't surprise me if he's enjoying it and comes back.
Yeah, but if he decided to go the route of Nick Bosa and say, I'm going to rehab my injury and I don't want to risk getting hurt again, and that's it, I'm going to go into the draft and just prepare for the draft, then that's okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't
okay.
really blame him.
We can, yeah. I wouldn't blame him either, and just accept it and move on.
Yeah.
But he should do this or he should do that. How about let him decide what he wants to do?
Yeah. And I did see, I was listening to the Dan Patrick Show earlier today, and they had Darren Rovell on, a sports business reporter. And something I thought was interesting was he was saying a lot of these big-time colleges like Duke and Kentucky, they do buy insurance policies for these. Like, they're paying for Zion's insurance policy, which is if he slides past 16 in the draft, he gets $8 million. So, I mean, they do look out a little bit. Now, Zion's going to be worth a lot more than $8 million.
Yeah.
But
well, does Nike cover any of the expenses for
wearing that's against the rules, I
that
guess.
Shoe that
yeah.
blew out?
They're all anti-college players working with shoe agencies, I guess.
Yeah.
Because that all got busted last year.
Well, but I've seen the point made about how he goes to Duke, and Duke has the contract with Nike, and so then Zion is locked into basically marketing this product that he doesn't get any cut of, and the school gets all the benefits. But as we've seen with college basketball, these players are affiliated with some shoe company anyway, and like there are
Nike, AAU team they yeah. played for sponsored by Adidas or Nike,
right? So
or
like
Puma, I mean,
there are Nike schools, and Nike is going to, you know, I mean, Nike stages that football camp out there.
Yeah, the
and
opening.
So yeah, the
and
opening.
Adidas has several camps. I've seen, like, high school guys on Twitter have, like, three-stripe life in their bio.
Right.
I'm like, oh, like, I wonder why they're about the three-stripe life.
And so the three-stripe life probably won't be committing to a Nike school. They'll commit to an Adidas school. And so, I mean, Zion's already got some affiliation with Nike.
Yeah.
But he did have some faulty equipment last night. I've never seen just a shoe come apart like that.
No, not a brand new one.
And what were those? The Paul Georges?
Yeah, the PG 2.5s.
Those things are deeply discounted today, right?
They were on sale on Nike's website, but I think they already were on sale. I saw a tweet about it. But then I see Paul George in, like, his press time today. They're asking him, like, you know, what's it like having your shoe hurt Zion? I'm like, that's not Paul George's fault that the shoe ripped. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, he puts his – unless there was a design flaw.
Yeah, maybe. Hasn't happened to anyone else with the shoe. But
no.
Yeah.
But, you know, Zion is he's not built like the rest of us.
No, not at all.
But somehow, I mean, Shaq wore shoes, and I don't remember even with his enormous size, they ever blew out on him.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, the new thing is, though, with a lot of these guys playing, like, the lower cut, thinner material, it's just made – you know, it's lighter to make you more agile, and that might be something we see more. I don't know, because it would make sense. They're trying to make them more lighter and less durable. Maybe that's the right word.
Well, you know who really won on this, too, though, is the old Converse Chuck Taylors.
Yeah.
Those things never came apart.
No.
Now, they might not have supported your ankles all that well, but they also didn't just blow out 33 seconds into a game against your big rival.
Yeah, no, they didn't. I wonder if a guy will ever rock those, like, in the NBA or anything again.
I mean, you couldn't.
Yeah, probably.
Because they give you no ankle support. I mean, you would legitimately break your ankles. Like an NBA player, if they tried to wear those things in a game.
That's what they used to play with, though, back in the day.
Yeah, well, those guys probably broke their ankles, though, and stuff.
Probably. All right, next up, we got all these quarterbacks in the NFL draft, but we've got a pretty good quarterback down the road in Athens. So if you were a NFL GM. I've seen Fromm, I guess, projected round one for next year a couple times in the draft. Would you take Fromm over a lot of these quarterbacks slotted to go in the first round if you're drafting this year?
If Fromm was out in the draft?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm deeply biased. I'd probably say yes. The only one I might consider ahead of him, though, would be Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
I think Haskins is going to end up being the first quarterback taken.
I'd probably take Haskins over Fromm right now.
Would you?
Yeah.
Why? Because of the size?
I think his arm's bigger. Size, yeah. I don't want to say he's more mobile because we know that's not true.
Yeah, he runs first. Like, Fromm's probably a better runner than Haskins.
Yeah, depending on the team and the situation, I might take – if you're a team that could maybe take a risk, I might take Murray over Fromm. But if you're a team that needed more of a surefire guy, I'd go with Fromm over Murray.
The only two quarterbacks in the draft that I think it would even be a debate against would be Haskins and Murray. But every
what
other
quarterback,
I'd take Fromm over Locke, yeah.
Because I just wonder, you know, if you put Locke on Georgia's team last season, probably about similar production, I would think.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Fromm is – I don't know. For some reason, Fromm still is. I guess people are like – thinking he's more a game manager. I don't know what the hang-up is.
I'm just saying Locke. I mean, we saw what he did at Missouri, and I think you could make an argument at least.
I just saw I saw Fromm just carving up Bama, though, in that SEC title game.
He did.
I was as sharp as I've ever seen a Georgia quarterback. I mean, given the context of the game, playing Alabama for the SEC title, he was sharp.
Yeah, he was.
Man, that game right there just sold me on. Even though he's got another year at least in Athens, hopefully two. I am a little worried though when it comes to, you know, when at the end of 2019 and Jake is sitting around thinking about the NFL draft and, you know, someone getting into his head about you can enter the draft in this quarterback market, or wait until next year when Lawrence is out there, because you know you're not going ahead of Lawrence.
I mean, you might be able to say this. I don't know, maybe it was middle of the season last year when everyone thought Tua was the greatest quarterback ever, because he'll be coming out in the same draft as well.
Well, like, sneak peek to next year would be Tua.
Tua and Fromm are probably 1 and 2.
If Fromm comes out, hope he doesn't. Justin Herbert, who came back to Oregon.
Jacob Eason.
Yeah, Eason. I mean, Eason's going to be that guy too, though. If he's only this 1 year starter, he did start that 1 year in Athens, so it'd be two years college starting experience.
I mean,
but
I
he's
think
got
if
that
he goes out
that throw, size.
If
yeah.
he goes out and throws for what 4,000 yards in the Pac-12, he'd go first round, no doubt.
For sure.
I could see him still being the number one pick. Everyone thought he was going to be the number one pick, I guess, when he was here. I could still see that happening if he has a big year.
Yeah. Well, with his size and his arm, yeah.
I mean, no one else has that.
That's the thing that the NFL loves, and they want to knock guys like Murray, who were sensational college quarterbacks, but they're small. But they keep drafting guys who are like 6'6", and those guys that are 6'6" keep turning up to be terrible.
Yeah. I mean, it's just I've seen, like, I think Mike Leach quoted it saying – teaching accuracy is near impossible, and he'd rather take an accurate guy that's shorter than.
It's true. If you look at there are two big things that I think have always been the common denominators with quarterbacks that have been drafted high and busts. It's the guy low completion percentages are no good, because it's Mike Leach's point there. I mean, if you're completing, you know, if you're having a hard time completing like 60% of your passes in college, that's likely not something you're going to be able to improve on in a league like the NFL. So, you know, these guys that are up there in the high 60, 70% range. And then the other one is the limited college starts, which, you know, Jeff pointed out yesterday is it would be the biggest concern about Kyler Murray to be a 1 year starter in college and then think you're just going to go into the NFL and you know, take over some team and lead them. Is like Mark Sanchez was one of those guys.
EJ Manuel, because he was behind Ponder.
There was, you know, even back in the day, Akili Smith, he was a one-year starter at Oregon. So, you know, these are guys that started like 12, 13, maybe 14 games in college.
Yeah, Trubisky only started for one season, but.
Yeah, I mean, he's.
He's doing all right. I mean, he's not a bust, I don't think, at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see. It's I think it's still early. He's not. You're right. He's not terrible. The Bears were in the playoffs, but I think the Bears were mostly in the playoffs because they had a really good defense.
Yeah. And some guy named Khalil Mack.
Yeah, and Roquan now too. But they had Cody Parkey, unfortunately, at kicker.
Double doink.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Next question: Les Miles going to Kansas, which really surprised everybody when that got announced. At least it shocked me. You think he has any shot at getting that program somewhat respectable? I mean, I know they go 0-1 for, like, every season. You think he'd get them to a 500 club in the next couple of years?
I feel like he can, yes. I mean, he's got to have some sort of recruiting pool there. And I don't know, maybe he'll figure out that all these D1 schools and programs keep signing these kids from these Kansas junior colleges. Maybe he'll start pulling some players from there too. But, yeah, I think he can – he could get them to around 500 and at least be a team that can make a bowl game. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Mark Mangino had that 1 year there.
They went to the Orange Bowl.
They went to the Orange Bowl,
with Todd, what was his name, the quarterback, number 10. You know, I think his name was Todd.
Todd is cool. I can't remember who it was. But they only lost one game that year.
Was that 2010?
No, it was 2007.
Okay.
Yeah, look up 2007 Kansas.
Yeah, it was Todd Reesing.
Okay, that's it.
Number
yeah.
five. I was wrong. And then it all went downhill from there.
Big
he
time.
Went to the same high school as Baker, Lake Travis.
Oh, really? Because last year was when they beat Central Michigan on the road. That was the first time Kansas had won a road game since 09.
Jeez.
And they didn't win a Big 12 road game last year, did they? I don't think they did.
Probably not.
If they didn't, they haven't won a road game in the conference. It was that same year, 2009.
That 07 team also had Aqib Talib on it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they had some players, I guess.
Yeah, I think, I mean, Les has got some credibility that might be able to have some pull in recruiting and get some things figured out there. But, you know, what's the high end for Kansas is bowl eligibility.
Yeah. I was surprised, really, when he got fired at LSU that there was no interest for him at all in any job. I mean, that guy won a national championship. Not many, because he's what, one of five, I think we figured out like a month or two ago. That's it was like him, Mac Brown, Jimbo, Saban, and Dabo. I think those are the only five that have it. A national championship.
Yeah, well, we've traded basically. Urban leaves, but Mac Brown comes back.
Yeah, and Les, yeah. So we gained one.
And then Les comes back. Yeah, so
he's one of five, and, like, he had no, like, for example, the Tennessee job, Florida job. Like, they didn't even think about Les Miles.
Yeah, I think he just – he probably did it. It got a little wacky for him at the end.
Yeah, where he, like even North Carolina, I guess, didn't look at him.
He seemed to really kind of take on that Mad Hatter persona.
Those ads he had, like, with Spurrier were kind of weird, too.
Yeah.
They, like, tweet about, hey, if Florida beats LSU, I'll eat grass or something.
Yeah.
Know, it was weird. I know what you mean.
I'd rather him do the XFL thing like Bob Stoops has done.
Yeah.
So have the XFL just be like these wacky old college coaches. That would get me to tune in.
And that's like a part-time job, just working, 10 games and probably 3 weeks, it's 13 weeks a year maybe.
And you don't have to recruit.
Yeah. It's a lot easier. All right, next up, last question. Zion, we talked about him earlier, I guess three parts of the 5-5 now were somewhat Zion-related. He had that shoe break in the game last night, wardrobe malfunction. Have you ever had a bad wardrobe malfunction?
I don't think so. Everyone has those dreams that they're talking to a big crowd, and like naked or whatever.
Yeah.
That might be about it. I don't think I've had anything.
Nothing embarrassing or even just funny, like your pants ripped or shirt buttons wouldn't work. Or
no, the pants ripping thing. In fact, I was thinking the other day about what, even like with gym class when I was in school, and you get, because I was reading an article about, it's like the story about how, like, now in society, like, everyone is really obsessed with working out, but kids hate PE. And it's like that moment where you go into this locker room and there's no adult supervision. So there's a lot of bullying and you're getting picked on. So like kids are, they hate PE in school, and they, what can we do to get kids to like PE in school now? And I was thinking, when I was in school and I had PE, the days I had PE, I would wear my shorts like under my pants. So when I got into like PE, I just took my pants off and my shorts were on already and I wasn't changing.
Yeah.
So I wasn't even open to having a wardrobe malfunction in that way either. I was real peculiar about that when I was at school. I think I even wore then whatever shirt I was wearing was just the shirt I wore. I wouldn't even take that off.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, I think I've been pretty pretty clear on
good.
Anything like real bad happening.
Yeah. I don't think anything bad's happened to me. We were ice skating in New York a couple years ago. My brother, some like little kid, ran into him and his pants ripped on the ice skating rink.
Oh,
it was so funny.
Yeah. Were you like at Rockefeller Center or
Central Park? We were in Central Park, and some kid, I guess, like grabbed, I don't know what happened. Basically, he had to walk back to our hotel, pants like ripped in half.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Well, that's not good. And then it was probably cold too.
Yeah. It was like 30.
Yeah.
He wasn't happy, but I was laughing the whole time. All of us were.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, what can you do
but
laugh at that? All right. There's the 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.